Hello. Here we go. What's your intro like?
Not very good.
Is it a little song?
Oh, yeah.
Is it you singing?
You're kidding, aren't you?
You got a great voice for radio.
Well.
And the face.
Get out. Have you recorded this, Scott? Because we'll use this as the intro. I'm not actually joking. Hello and welcome to the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. My name is Goff, and the lady who you've been listening to insult me is a wonderful actress, and she's modelled, and she's done comedy. She's just a show-off.
I am.
That's what she is, ladies and gentlemen. She's just a regular show-off. It's Tilly Oddie Black.
Hi.
How are you going, Tilly?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. This is my very first podcast.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a real monumentous day.
Well, if only you could say it.
If only. There we go. I'm not that much of a show-off. I need to stay humble, Goff.
No, overrated. So let's talk about you, Tilly.
All right, if we must.
So perform. Obviously, you are a performer of the highest quality. That's why you
I'm here with you.
Absolutely. So, but why performing? Why? What sort of drew you into the acting and performing side of things?
Well, I just always wanted to be the center of attention, probably. When I was little, that's how it started. Very unprofessional performing, but yes, I'm the youngest kid, so I think that just
out
comes
of how many?
With it. Only three. Yeah, but
I thought we
that's
were
enough.
Have 11 or something.
No, three is enough to need the attention. And then,
so you were doing this as a little kid, like performing, like school plays,
yeah,
and things
yep,
like that.
Yep. Theater. I did everything.
Drama classes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then, like, I went more through high school, and then after high school, I just kept pursuing it. I think I was just a bit, I don't know, out of my mind, but I just thought I could keep going and turn it into a career.
Well, you have.
Yeah, here we are.
And you've studied acting, so tell us what actually, like, specifically you have studied, like, as in course-wise. What have you studied? Just for folks who are listening who want some information about what they could study if they wanted to become an actor.
Sure. Well, I did a bit of everything instead of going, like, a traditional university route or something like that. It was actually my dad from the very beginning was like, just do as many courses as you can to sort of, you know, get a taste of everything, because I didn't know what avenue of acting I wanted to, or what avenue of performing I wanted, and then it landed on acting. So I, in the early days, when I was 18, I did stand-up comedy. I think we'll get to that.
Well, let's get to it now.
Well, I didn't like it, but I'm glad I tried it.
Why didn't you like it?
Oh, I just, embarrassing. But
in what
way? Oh, it's just really vulnerable. And I realized that I didn't like that method of I really enjoyed writing and like.
So you enjoyed coming up with the comedy, but you didn't like jumping on stage and delivering it?
Yeah. And also I probably didn't stick at it. Like, you know, you really have to go for at least 10 years or something to just develop
an act.
And I wasn't in it for that. I didn't like the vibe. I didn't like the nights or the people or the whole feel of it, but I really found when I went to Afters in Sydney that I did like a TV and radio presenting course there, and I got really more into that side. So then I landed a spot as a presenter for a kids' craft show through that on Channel 7, and that was like for a few years and dabbled in that. But again, I didn't, and then I feel like I realized I didn't like presenting as much, and because it wasn't
like,
me.
Do you like anything?
it's what your early days are for. You're gonna dabble.
I'm only teasing. It's actually a really smart way to go about it.
No, but I am choosy. I think that's the other thing. I got really high standards for myself. So if something doesn't work out, I'm like, nope, that's it. On to the next thing. So I'm learning to stick at it, and acting's probably the only thing I have stuck at. So maybe that's a sign it's meant for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I think that's really great advice that your dad gave, because I think it is really important to try everything.
Yeah.
So going back to the stand-up, because I am curious about your...
You did stand-up, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear your take on it then.
What, my take on stand-up?
Yeah, yeah.
I loved every second of it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. The only part I didn't like was the political nature of stand-up comedy when you're not on the stage. So when you're dealing with the agents or the other comics, because I think people have the impression that comedians are really happy, nice people.
They're just the most depressed, aren't they?
They're awful human beings.
They
will stab you in the back as quick as any.
Yeah.
I would equate stand-up comedy to a lot like politics. They will stab you in the back if there's a job on offer, they will stab you in the back so they can get that job instead of you. The politics behind the scenes is revolting, and that was the part that I didn't enjoy about it. But jumping on stage and performing, loved every second of it.
Yeah, right. Interesting. Yeah, I think that's part of it. Like, the whole experience for me was not enjoyable. And, yeah, I just wanted to make friends and sort of have a go at it and just... Yeah, it just, I don't know, I don't know how to describe it. It was just bad vibes.
All right, very cool. Yeah. It's just not for you.
It was like a dirty and lots of, yeah, old guys getting up there, just not funny. I just didn't find it funny. I'm very selective with the stand-ups that I do like, and so I just didn't really want to surround myself in that sort of a space every night and stick at it in like a grubby pub, and just that just wasn't for me. But I did take a lot of skills away. And meet some interesting people.
What are some of the skills just out of, like, because again, any people that are listening, yeah. What sort of skills did you take out of it? Because there are a lot of skills you can learn.
Yeah. Forming your own voice and writing, like, because I realized I love writing as well and probably figured that out through there. It's a very, like, it's just you. With acting is very collaborative, but stand up is just your voice, you're up there. And that was great that I could have some time to craft my opinions on things. And, yeah, I liked that.
Well, I find that stand-up comedians, and, like, over time, I'm sure people would agree, that they make very good actors, because when you're on stage performing your routine, you're actually acting. Mm. So you're acting every night of your life. When you go up on stage and do your comedy, you're doing either an exaggerated version of yourself or whatever it might be, or a particular character. So you're actually acting. So it's actually great acting training as well, stand-up comedy. So you'll find people like Robin Williams, Ray Romano, they've all had very successful acting careers as well, because stand-up comedy is actually a form of acting.
Yeah, totally.
So another thing about you, Tilly, is that you went to New York City to study acting.
I did.
So can you tell us about your New York experience?
I can. Well, it was highs and lows. And it was just so intense. You know, like the extremes of everything, the extremes of happy moments, extremes of sad moments. I was really down one day because I was like, I've moved here. I'm trying to sort of break into something, you know, in acting, but that's just typical, isn't it? Like a small town person goes to the big city to, if you can make it anywhere. And it was just not a great day. And I was listening to Tina Fey's podcast at the time. Oh, sorry, her audiobook. It was like in my ears, and I was walking around and I was like, what am I doing? Give me a sign. And then I bumped into Tina Fey.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. And I saw her getting into a cab and I was like, oh my God, I just panicked. And I was like, you're Tina Fey, aren't you? She was like, yeah. And I was like, and I don't know what happened. I just was overcome with so much emotion. I blurted out, I'm here for you. In that, like, she was, have always been like a comedic idol for me. And so just to see her was nuts. But then, like, the day after that, a homeless man spat in my face. So it was just that the highs and lows of New York City.
But what did you actually study there?
I did sketch comedy writing at UCB and improvisation at The Pit and, acting at Anthony Mindel's Actors Workshop.
And did you enjoy that part of it?
Yeah, that was all great. And I really got into writing there. It was that was another learning thing that I realised at UCB, sketch writing. I'm really into that. So,
do you still write now? Like, are you trying to get anything?
Yeah, I'm writing a script at the moment.
Are you?
Yeah, well, you'd know all about that. Well, I'm actually really impressed with your ability to just pump out scripts. You're a great writer in that sense, because it's also the worst thing. Like, I love it, but I hate it. It feels like homework.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you got the wrong attitude.
I know.
You're all wrong, Tilly.
Thank you, girl. It's been a pleasure.
Well, you want to know, so when I was young, I had a script writing mentor of mine.
Yeah.
I said to him, because he read one of my scripts, and he gave me like pages and pages of notes of everything that was wrong with it. And I said, oh man, I thought I was done with editing this. And he's like, you've got the wrong attitude. Mm. When you edit something, you're making it better. So that's a good thing. So you're looking at it with a negative point of view when you actually should be looking at it with a positive point of view, because you're actually improving it, which is a good thing. You're making it better.
Yeah, that's a good point. I always just get so protective of whatever I write, you know.
Well, you should be, but also you should understand that, you know, you got to...
It's a collaborative experience as well.
No,
you need other eyes to look over it just to make sure you're not crazy and sort of to enhance it in a good way. It makes it better.
Well, yes, but also you got to... you know, it is your work. You need to make sure that, you know, it's true to what you want it to say and so forth.
Mm. So, yeah, I'm doing that script. But that was great because I did a whole year of sketch writing and we sort of put our shows together and I had a taste of a writer's room and casting and sort of directing my own show and staging it. So that was awesome.
And you really enjoyed that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's really cool. That's super cool, actually.
Yeah.
Now, you've also done some voiceover work for Beer Nuts Productions. You've done a lot, actually. And I was surprised to learn that you hadn't done much of that because you've got a beautiful voice. I don't understand why.
Well, that's so interesting you say that because I've always had a really high-pitched voice. And
yeah, but it's great for voiceover work, especially comedy voiceover work.
Yeah, well, thank you, because my drama teacher in grade 12 told me, you're going to have to lower your voice or you can't get an A. Like, he was so brutal about it. And I'm grateful because then I started seeing, like, voice coaches and just learning how to breathe properly and sort of get out of my head and all these techniques that I never even knew were a thing. I just had a very naturally high voice, but I've made it such an effort, like a conscious effort to drop it. And as I've gotten older, but that's so funny because you're the first person who's ever complimented my voice. So there you go.
So what are some of the differences between doing voiceover work and doing some screen acting work? What are some of the key differences that you've noticed?
Well, you have to definitely be very particular or, you know, every tone, every word has to convey something because you don't have the visuals to support it. So I've definitely learned how to do that. With your help, you're a great coach with that. Just going over different tones, different phrases and making sure every word is saying what it needs to because you just need to help out the person.
Yeah, well, there's nothing, you've only got your voice and that's
exactly.
All you've got. So
Yeah, you lose all that physicality or facial expressions and so that's interesting. Another skill.
You find it easier or harder?
I don't know, actually. Probably just different. I think I like both.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Because
it's just, different. You can just hone in on your voice and do whatever you want with it because they can't see what's going on.
No, very true.
Yeah.
No, cool.
Yeah.
All good.
I am mutual on that. Just...
The worst guest ever.
Yeah, I don't have an opinion. I'm just existing. I've been nothing but a pain for you, haven't I? A difficult...
You'll never work again.
I know you're well connected.
That's it. You've now blacklisted.
Yeah.
Now, you just did a film for Beer Nuts Productions. Can you take us through that experience?
Oh, awful. No, super professional. It was great. It ran so easily, like so smoothly, and it was really fun. It was a lot of fun to act.
How would you describe your role?
Yeah, an awful person. She's upset that she's never been sexually harassed. And why not me instead of me too? I really enjoyed it though because I like playing awful people. I think it's just an interesting take. But she was so serious, you know, so with so much conviction about, like, why not me? What haven't I done right? And, yeah, that was fun.
So that's the Neil Maxwell Smith interview for those folks at home. Worst promotion ever, Tilly. For those folks at home.
Sorry, was I meant to say?
No, I'm only teasing.
Bye now, yes.
No, I am only teasing. But, yeah, no, the Neil Maxwell Smith interview is where you can see Tilly. And also she's done a whole bunch of voiceover work on beernutsproductions.com. So if you click through the audio section of the website, you'll hear Tilly's voice and see her listed there as one of the actors we've used for a lot of voiceover work. Now, the future, Tilly.
The future.
What does it hold? What sort of goals and ambitions do you have going forward over the next few years?
I'd love to get this script that I've written, I'm writing, sort of up and going, casted, pitched, all the rest. Some more acting work. I'm actually moving to Sydney very soon, so that's...
Well, not now, because I'm going to sabotage you, so you have to stay here and do more stuff for Beer Nuts.
Exactly. Now you've broken every connection I have there. I'd love a lot more work, acting work in Sydney, so that's the goal.
Sydney, Melbourne.
Sydney, Melbourne, New York, LA... Big things when we can fly again.
Well, it's all about you. No, that's...
All about me. I'm sorry, Gough. What are your goals for the future?
I'm glad you asked.
Jesus.
So if people do want to learn more about Tiliotti Black, where can they learn more about you, Tilly? Where can they find out?
I'm on Instagram, but I'm a bit passive on there. I'm not a very good social media user, but I do have an account. It's just Tiliotti Black, if you want to follow my life. I had a website. I was currently under construction.
The worst guest
ever.
Oh,
my God.
You got anything to promote at all?
Yes, actually. How badly this is run. It's Tiliotti Black, once again, my name.com. So just find me or don't. I mean, I'm sure we'll see each other.
Find me or don't.
Well, there's no pressure. I hate that when they're like, look me up, click on this, buy that. It's just I'm doing my work, and if you like it, you can follow.
No, fair call. That's all good.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
It's been an absolute joy.
No. It has. It really has.
It has.
I'm going to go and open a vein. So, genuinely appreciate your time.
Thanks
coming
for having me. Thanks for the first podcast ever. It was, it went swimmingly.
Great.
And what have you got set for the future? Would you like to tell us your 2021 plans and goals?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Tilly. There'll be more. Beernutsproductions.com, of course, will be flooded with new and hilarious material. So, of course, Beernutsproductions.com is your one-stop shop for all your entertainment needs. That's how you shamelessly plug yourself, Tiliotti Black.
And that website's not under construction.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. It is up and happening and full of hilarious, witty banter. And, of course, the Beer Nuts Productions podcast, which people can like and subscribe to on whatever their favourite podcast app is, because we are all over the podcast app world. They can leave a friendly comment even if they so choose.
Oh, amazing.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's tons going on in the world of Beer Nuts Productions.
Any sponsors yet? Should we leave a few gaps in the podcast for Squarespace?
No.
No? Yes, and have you learned nothing?
No. Nobody wants to sponsor this monstrosity. But thank you, Tilly, for coming. We will wrap it up now because
thank you, Gov.
Because we're done. But I have no more questions. So thank you, obviously, everybody for listening. And thank you, Tilly, for coming in for today's episode.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, everyone.
All right.
Bye.
All right, Scott. We're done.